Thanks so much for joining us for day number two here on KFFB's Open Mic. We're talking with Senator John Bozeman. And Senator, thanks for taking time and talking with us about the important issues of the day.
No, thanks so much, as always, for having me on.
As we talked yesterday, we were going to talk today about the veterans. And you got a Veterans Choice Act, which I know many people do not understand the way they measured it. And it does not make sense because some cities are a lot bigger when you look at to the center of the city or the edge of the city or even where the clinic would be from their home. So explain what this means.
Well, we had a real victory in the sense that the law was written, or the intent of the law was that if you live further than 40 miles and don't have veterans facilities, then you can go ahead and make it such that you could contract with your local providers. And the VA interpreted that as the crow flies rather than, you know, miles driven. And so this last week, they came back and reversed themselves under pressure from Congress, under pressure from the public, and announced that it would be 40 miles that are driven versus as the crows fly. So that's really going to include a lot more people that are eligible for this program. We're really excited about that.
Now, of course, us being from Arkansas, we understand there's a huge difference as the crow flies and the crooked roads here in Arkansas. So that's a great victory.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why, you know, that was the intention of the law. And certainly it's a problem in Arkansas. It's a problem in many other states. And the group that we're dealing with many times are elderly. And so it makes it that much more important as they're driving to these facilities. And so I'm very pleased that the VA did recognize that that was not the right approach to take and has backed off and gone to 40 driven miles versus the other.
Now, Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge testified before the Senate Ag Committee, which you are the member of this committee, and it was talking about the EPA's water power grab. And it's pretty scary when you think about the EPA taking over water. Explain what all this means.
Well, the Attorney General came up and did a tremendous job and talked about the fact that in the past, the states have controlled the vast amount of jurisdiction concerning water rights. The federal government, the Constitution clearly says that they have jurisdiction over navigable waters. And that's been where navigable waters and then, you know, things that flow into them. But now the federal government is trying to take it over and really federalize all the water. So the situation would be if you had a drainage ditch outside your home that went for a little while, then you would have to get a permit, do extensive permitting process, extensive and expensive. And so it's just a huge power grab that will muddy the waters even more in the sense of determining what is federal, what's not federal, what state. But she did a great job of explaining the unintended consequences of that and the fact that it really would make it such that Washington will be terming all of this versus the folks in Little Rock and at your local level.
You know, it's really even hard to believe that the federal government would want to deal with water from the individual farmers. And that's where the real issue is, too, is, you know, the farmers already have enough problem. They don't need the red tape of federal government.
Well, they want to control everything in the sense of the water. And this makes it where they can have an effect on mining. They can have an effect on development in our communities. It's really a grab on personal property rights. And it's just a backdoor approach as to how they can control many, many things dealing with property rights that they can't control now.
Now, you are the chairman of the Finance Services and General Government Appropriations Subcommittee. The Earned Income Tax Credit has come up. Talk about what this means, because they're saying experts say under the current law, illegal immigrants can claim the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Well, the problem is under the proposal that the executive order that the president wants to do, illegal immigrants could claim the Earned Income Tax Credit. We had the head of the IRS, he denied this. On other occasions, he said that's true. On this occasion, he said it wasn't true. Most experts agree that that is the case. And so you have a situation where all of these many millions of people that the president is trying to give legal status to all of a sudden would be able to go back for 3 years and claim the credit. It's not fair. It shouldn't be done. And we're working really hard, first of all, to prevent the illegal action of the president in the first place, but also to make sure that they certainly wouldn't be eligible for this. The other part of this is that the Earned Income Tax Credit, the IRS does such a poor job in enforcing the law. 25% of the Earned Income Tax Credit is fraud. It's people collecting it that shouldn't be collecting in the first place.
Well, we've been talking with Senator John Bozeman here on KFFB's Open Mic. And Senator, as always, thanks for updating us what's going on in Washington. I know it seems like a battle every day, and but I do believe you're at home and you'll be heading back.
Well, home for a little bit. Home in the sense of being in Arkansas, but I'll be all over the state the next week or two and really visiting with lots of people about the various issues and how it affects them directly. There's no substitute for that.
We've been talking with Senator Bozeman here on KFFB's Open Mic. You can find this program at KFFB.com. Thank you, Senator, for joining us.
Thank you so much.